It is said that the Buddha, before he died, he gave to his disciples a jasmine flower. And of course, after a while, the jasmine flower died. The Lord Jesus Christ, before he went to his suffering and death, left his disciples, that's us today, three gifts that will last until the end of time. The first gift, the Holy Eucharist, the body and blood of Christ. We will never comprehend it. We will never be able to explain it away, but it should be enough for us that the Lord Jesus himself said, "Take this and eat. It's my body. Take this and drink. It is my blood." It should be enough for us because it was enough for the Romans in the early days of the church. When the persecutions were fierce, they continued to go to Mass. The catacombs is nothing but a cemetery. The Christians came to know that the Romans were very superstitious about going to the cemetery at night. So they would go to the cemetery to celebrate Mass at nighttime. But of course, there was always a betrayer in their midst. Pretty soon, the Romans found out and they would block the exits and the entrance and catch the early Christians that way. The Romans could have stayed home and pray, and it would have been a lot harder to catch them. But they went out of the safety of their homes and went to Mass, knowing that going to Mass will expose them to danger. And they died. Oh yes, they died. But they went anyway, because they believed that when they went to Mass, they received the gift that their Master left them before he went to his Passion at the Last Supper. The gift of himself, the body and blood of Christ. And so it should be enough for us. And throughout the ages, Christians continue to die. Same scenarios through the French Revolution, the Vietnamese, 300,000 Vietnamese went to their death. And more recently, the Mexican Revolutions. Throughout the ages, Christians continue to die for the Holy Eucharist. And that should be enough for us. In fact, in 2 days at Christmas time, Easter time, in 2 days, the people in Nigeria, and Father Patrick will attest to this, will be flocking to churches, not knowing when a bomb is going to go off, when a madman is going to run into the middle of the service and start chopping people, cutting people up with a machete. We know this because a few months ago, remember, there was a missionary, the father from Nigeria. He told me this. He said, "Father, we still come to church. The churches are full." Knowing the danger that we face. So we're not talking about 17 centuries ago. We're not talking about 8 centuries ago. We're not talking about 1 century ago. We're talking about today. People continue to be willing to die to come to Mass elsewhere in the world. And my brothers and sisters, why? Because they believe that the Holy Eucharist, the gift from their Master at the Last Supper, is better than life itself. And that should be enough for us. And so let us spread the word. Tell our family members and friends, come to church. Come back to church. Tell them that if they can go to the restaurant, if they can go to the market, they can go to church. Tell them that they're missing out on this one awesome gift of God, the body and blood of Christ. The second gift that the Lord Jesus gave before he went to his death, suffering and death on the cross, was the gift of the priesthood. I'm not talking about the priests. I'm talking about the priesthood. The priesthood is a gift of Christ himself. Christ is the priest. He offers the sacrifice of his own self. The priests that you have today are sinful men, broken men that will disappoint you. Maybe except for Father Ji-Yoon. Father Ji-Yoon has been a priest for only a year and a half. He's still on his honeymoon phase. He cannot disappoint you yet, but he will. Because we are simply earthen vessels. It is the priest, Jesus Christ, who blesses you. It is the priest, Jesus Christ, who forgives you your sins. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who administers to you the sacraments of the church when you come for them. It is the Lord Jesus Christ who will be on that altar every time you come here for Mass. We, the priests, are simply servants. Stand in. And so, my brothers and sisters, if we disappoint you, forgive us and pray for us. And do not be surprised. But the one thing that should be clear is that although priests can disappoint you, my brothers and sisters, the priesthood can never disappoint you. So yes, there are times when you'll be disappointed by your priest, but don't ever be disappointed by the priesthood, because the priesthood is Christ himself, who loves you, who is with you, and who is with his church to the end of time. He is the priest. What an awesome gift that we have in the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why we priests are so grateful to live our lives as priests. Father Rudy and I have been priests for 31 and a half years, almost 32 years. Father Patrick, I believe, 19 years. And we are so grateful. What a life, what an awesome life, to be the hand, the mouth of Christ. And we are so humbled, we are blessed. And so tonight we give thanks and praise to God for this beautiful gift of God to us as a church in the priesthood of our Lord Jesus Christ. The third gift that the Savior left us is more than you think. when the Lord Jesus bent down and washed the feet of his disciples and saying to us, his disciples today, do the same for each other, there is more to the eyes than you see. Let me put it in a context for you. God first created the angels. And when he created the angels, outside of time and space, he revealed to the angels once and for all his eternal plan. And in his eternal plan is the creation of human beings, the only creatures of God that will be made in the likeness and image of God in order to be God's children. That's you and me. The angels have been created to serve God for eternity. One third of the angels did not like the idea because they are servants of God. And this means that they will also have to serve the children of God. And so, Satan, the fallen angel, and one third of the angels said, non servium. That is the motto of the devil. I will not serve. And since then, the devil and his fallen angels, who will not serve, have done their best to wreak havoc in the world and to ruin souls, the souls of the children of God. The devil and his fallen angels have enslaved children of God in this valley of tears since the fall, since the loss of paradise. And God, then, the second person of the Holy Trinity, comes down from heaven to free us from this slavery of the devil and his demons. So remember now the motto of the devil and the demons. I will not serve. And it's because of us, remember. They were willing to serve God. They're not willing to serve us, the children of God. And so at the Last Supper, when the Lord Jesus bent down, the second person of the Holy Trinity, bent down and washed the feet of the humans and say, I came to serve. You know what he was doing, right? He fired a shot across the bow. He fired the first shot. It's the beginning of the battle. If the motto of the devil and his demons is, I will not serve, then the Son of God is going to teach us, the children of God, our motto. We will serve. We will serve God in one another. We will serve. So this gift that the Lord Jesus gives to us is really an identity. It's an identity that we don't belong to that camp. See, there are two camps. The camp of the devil and his fallen angels, and the camp of the Lord Jesus Christ and his angels. And that camp's motto is, I will not serve. So our camp's motto is going to be, we will serve. Now you know how much deeper that act is. is not a just a simple act of humbling himself, which is awesome enough. It's not just an act of, guys, now you love each other, serve each other, which is great enough. But it's an act in the war, in the spiritual warfare against the ancient enemy of God. And so, my brothers and sisters, now we know how we can declare ourselves belonging to God. We will serve. And so tonight, as a family of faith, as the children of God, we come together to celebrate, to give thanks and praise to God for these incredible, incredible gifts that God gives to us until the end of time. And when a loved one gives us something before they die, I guess we call that an heirloom. An heirloom that we hold dear to our heart, that we will continue to pass them on to the next generation and the generation after that and the generation after that. So keep it in your heart, my brothers and sisters, these three beautiful gifts, these three beautiful heirlooms, that we may treasure them in our heart as we live and pass them on as we die. Because they are the gifts of love from our Master, Jesus Christ.